Good afternoon. We continue to track that powerful storm system that has had an impact on our weather for the last 24 to 30 hours through southeastern Canada. Most of the heaviest and steadiest rain has lifted north and east and out of the region. However, a few scattered showers remain, especially downwind of Lake Ontario. The bigger story with this system will continue to be the wind late this afternoon and into the evening, when at times it could gust up to 50 miles per hour. This is especially true over the higher terrain, although the valleys could see some stronger wind gusts as well. We'll continue to see some sunshine mixed with clouds for the remainder of the day and partly cloudy skies this evening. Temperatures will hold steady in the 40s and lower to middle 50s region-wide. After dark, the wind gusts will begin to diminish a bit, then continue to subside further overnight tonight. However, it will still be quite blustery. Under partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight, temperatures will drop back into the 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. This will set us up for a seasonably cool Tuesday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll still be quite blustery, maybe even windy at times, but mainly dry, with high temperatures in the lower to middle 50s. At trick-or-treat time, I'm expecting dry weather, still a bit breezy, with temperatures sliding back into the 40s. This will lead us to a dry day on Wednesday with sunshine giving way to clouds ahead of the next system and highs close to 50 before more clouds and a chance of showers show up on Thursday with highs bouncing back into the upper 50s. In fact, with the next front moving through late Thursday into Friday, we'll continue at least the chance of showers into Friday afternoon with highs around 60 degrees to round out the work week. Right now, it looks like we'll get off to a good start on the weekend, with highs in the 50s and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday before another chance of showers show up on Sunday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny, windy, with temperatures sliding back through the 50s. Boston, some sunshine mixed with clouds and temperatures sliding back through the 60s and 50s. And remaining mostly cloudy and windy in Buffalo with scattered showers and temperatures dropping back through the 40s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy tomorrow near 50 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a passing shower and maybe some wet snowflakes, lows in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tomorrow, breezy and highs around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy tomorrow in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows around 40. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy tomorrow, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for Wednesday, any sunshine giving way to increasing clouds near 50. Mostly cloudy Thursday with a chance of showers, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower Friday near 60. A mix of sun and clouds back into the lower to mid-50s Saturday. And a chance of showers Sunday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.